The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wooden sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite. Repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Where'd he go? Where's Richard? We need Richard right now. I need the theme song for this amazing game we're about to play. This is great. You got the people ready to go?
I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited. In honor of Paulie Walnut's birthday, it's time for Italian Password with Brett Vesely. This is going to be absolutely outstanding.
It's going to be a train wreck.
And we're going to do the whole thing. This frantic national anthem, you people.
It's a lot bouncier than I thought it would
be. Is this the remix?
Well, because you know what? It's got a lot of cymbals in it, so you can hide.
Oh, it was a cymbal.
So this is the music we'll play in the background.
All right.
To frantically get you through. You'll have 10 seconds per word. Each thing that is going to be described as Italian. A person, an invention, food, item. You can't use the word Italian?
Damn it. Well, I mean, that should kind of be obvious, though.
Let me tell you this. You also can't use the word noodle.
All right.
Gravy or sauce.
And I have to do this in one word?
Well, no, you have to. You give one word clues one at a time.
One at a time. Yeah. Rapid fire.
So you, you can rapid fire, but the other person's got to be like guessing
the
whole
time. I can't go rapid fire.
If they don't say that, you have to. Your next word has to be after their guess.
Oh, okay.
So it has to be like, come on, say something. Are you ready?
No.
Here we go.
All right. We got Sean.
Sean is on the line,
and Sean just hung up. Great.
Okay, Sean's afraid now.
Let's go to Dustin.
Dustin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Welcome to Italian Password. Brett will try. This is impossible. Wait. This guy can't explain anything to anybody in a reasonable amount of time. You got 10 seconds. We got to start the anthem over every time. So that'll be like our American Idol thing. So kill it right now. Once the anthem starts, you have 10 seconds. I'll hold up the card. Brett has to describe this.
All things Italian.
All things Italian. And he has to do it one word at a time. When Brett says a word, you got to have a guess. And then he'll try another word. You got another guess. You'll have 10 seconds to get this right.
So when the anthem stops, time's up.
That's it. Time's up. Are you ready, All Dustin? Right. Here we go.
I'm sure I'm going to do great.
All right. Here's your first one. Ready? Go.
Designer.
I have no idea.
Clothes.
Clothes? Oh,
time!
Oh!
What did he say?
Wow.
He said, which one?
The famous one.
Oh. Yeah, nice.
He said Versace. We look.
You know,
I thought you were going to go Twink.
I was going to do
Murder.
That next. That was next.
Elton John's.
That was next.
Yeah. I'll allow you quick hits like Elton John's buddy. Murdered.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
We'll go down that. Sorry, right. Dustin. We're trying new things with this thing. That wasn't bad though, Brett. You were actually playing that pretty good. All right. Let's try another one here. Steven's on the line. Steven, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. I'll hold up the clue. Brett will start once the anthem begins. Ready?
I can't see the clue.
Well, you're not going to see the clue. Here we go. Brett will give you the clue. Here we go, Stephen. Good luck.
Oh, come on. Come on. All right. Terrible. Food.
Italian.
I'm finished with this guy. Goodbye. You're done.
That's how Italian Jeopardy works. I'm done with this guy. Oh. We were looking for Olive Garden breadsticks. The clues again were, come on, terrible, food. Pretty easy. All right, let's try another one.
Eric.
Eric's on the line. Eric, are you there? Eric?
Yes.
All right, you're there. All right, here we go. Eric, good luck to you. The clues will be given by Brett. Here we go. Start the anthem.
Man. filling. You can do a little more. Chili's? Rolled up pizza.
Huh?
Rolled up pizza.
Totino's.
Time.
This is incorrect. Rolled up pizza. Yeah, Brady could guess. You know what it is?
Stromboli?
No.
Oh, close. But
very close.
Get rid of this guy.
I was going to go Mexican burrito, but...
Yeah, get rid of this guy, too. Sorry.
Italian burrito. I mean, Italian burrito.
Yeah, Italian burrito. See? I can't describe anything. All right.
Italian burrito is a calzone.
I think Brianne.
Brianne, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Turn your radio down, Brianne. Turn your radio down. Are you ready?
That's a great one.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, this will be a tough one. Here we go. And you can do it a little more Italian.
Okay.
Right. This is the stuff you put on the thing. All right, here we go. You ready?
All right.
Good luck to both of you, Brianne. The clue starts now. Go.
Type of pasta.
No.
Give me that. No, that's okay.
Small.
Macaroni.
I'm going to give you 20 seconds. Go.
All right.
No, you can't do that.
Why?
You can just spell it for him.
Keep it going.
Christ.
Rice.
I don't know.
All right, your clues are small.
Pasta.
Christ. Pasta.
Small Christ
pasta. Yeah,
I'll take a jab.
Go ahead.
But it threw me off on small, but rigatoni?
Nope, risotto. Risotto is what he was trying to describe.
Not pasta, it's rice, Brett.
That's right, it's rice. You don't even know your Italian stuff.
Right? I was stressed out here.
All right, let's try. let's try another one. Just grab them. I don't care.
I don't know if that's... Didn't we already do Stephen?
Let's try him again. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, turn your radio down, Stephen. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'll let you just talk through this one.
Okay.
You don't even have to do like one.
This is
going to
be brutal.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to need some more hints.
Yeah, here we go. Stephen, good luck. Here's your clue. This is a person. Here we go.
Cop. TV cop.
What?
Doesn't have an attack.
Let him keep going. I'm just enjoying him struggling. Keep going.
I can't do that one. I'm done with that one. No, I can't do that one. Give me a different one.
He's passing on that.
I'm passing on that.
All right, here you go. Here's another one.
Is he Italian?
Yeah.
I can't look at the last name. Boy band.
You can keep. Just fact. Describe him. I don't even care if it's one words anymore. Well, no, you can't say
98 degrees.
Member.
Large member.
Brady, stop helping.
Big Dick Justin Timberlake.
Okay, sorry, incorrect. The clues once again: boy band, large member, and I'm sorry. It's
I said fat.
Joey Fatone. Joey Fatone.
Joey the fat one.
Yeah, Joey the fat one.
See,
he was the big fat one.
Hey. I was working my way around it. I threw that in there.
This will be interesting. All right, let's try this one. Sorry, Stephen. Kill Stephen.
All right, Stephen's gone.
You're worse than I could have ever imagined.
Maybe Michael.
Yeah. You can even now. I don't even care if it's one word.
Just try to describe this person to somebody else.
Okay. Here we go. Michael's online. Michael, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. And go.
Dress. Wore a dress. World War II. Got hung in the square.
Oh, here we go.
Buddies with Hitler.
There you go.
Nobody knows history.
World War II.
Nobody knows history.
That was your good clues.
Those were great.
Michael. He's buddies with Hitler. Hung in the square. World War II.
Wore a dress.
Italian.
Oh, my gosh. I know I draw a blank every time you guys answer the phone.
Come on, it's Benito Mussolini. Oh, that's this guy.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm finished with this guy. Next one up.
All right, maybe Alex.
All right. This will be interesting. I'll give you three-word clues.
Oh, no.
That's all you're allowed to do.
Wait a minute, three-word clues?
So you can do three words. No, it's like three at a time.
Okay, all right.
You're struggling. Alex, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, the next one is an Italian invention.
Oh, no.
Invented by the Italians. Claimed to be invented by the Italians. Here we go. And go.
Numbers, addition, subtraction.
The
Texas Instruments.
Is it
best of three?
It's best of three. All right. Number two. Go.
A ton of books back in the day.
tons of information.
Encyclopedia.
Yes! Yes!
Holy cow!
Oh! For the win! For the win! Good luck, Brett.
I don't even know that one.
All what? Right. Never mind. Oh.
Here you go. Oh, terrible gravy. Oh, I can't use that
word. Gravy. Oh. Yeah. All right, next clue. That was
now, don't make him suffer for my screw up there.
Last one. All right.
The best boxer ever, not Stallone.
Macchiano.
Oh, yeah! This guy must be Italian. Yeah. He speaks your language.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Because the answer to that is Muhammad Ali. No.
You idiot.
You're Italian, aren't you, Alex?
No, I'm not Italian.
Man, you must be married.
He's an honorary member now.
You are in the club. How did you get those? All right, nice job. Hold on. We'll give you tickets to
bottled
SmackDown.
Crap.
Yeah,
bottled menstruation.
Damn it. That would have been a good one. Nobody's ever said that before.
I was getting it at the end there.
Yeah, you started going Italian on us. Man, oh, man, you were worse than
it's
I
so
expected.
So worked up.
This anthem is... makes me anxious. Because you know why? There's a bunch of Italians nearby. Something bad's going to happen. There you go. Well done. All right. Italian password. Dennis Farina was the one you couldn't remember that you said TV cop.
Well, wasn't he? He was a TV cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't remember what else he did, though.
Get Shorty. He's in a ton of movies. Yeah. I figured you'd have a painting of him in your house.
He's one of those forgotten ones. We love him, buddy. He's no Pesci. He's no Pacino. Yeah.
No,
De Niro.
That's this Mount Rushmore. Yeah. But this guy's close. How about this one? Do it for Brady. Go.
What is that?
Really?
I don't know how to pronounce the top part of
okay.
it.
Okay. The guy on the radio
it's
just
his first
asked.
Name.
Yeah. What is that? Do you know?
Goog?
How about the second name? The second name.
Macaroni. I know that.
No.
Oh my God.
Macaroni?
It's Googly. Oh.
Tom Googly.
Oh, okay. No, it's Marconi, the guy who invented radio. Oh.
That's the handwriting sucks over
no,
there.
It doesn't. Everyone else could do it. I wrote it real big on purpose. All right, see if you can get this is going to be tough for both you and I don't think Brady's very knowledgeable about this topic.
Oh, no.
All right, go ahead.
Bunch of vegetables with tomatoes and cheese.
Ratatouille.
No, you don't have to answer
right.
in Italian. But that's not what we're looking for. Your clues are leading him the wrong way.
No, they were going the right way.
Well, I guess so. But specific.
Bunch of vegetables?
Yeah. Yeah, there's basil and everything else
there you
in
go.
There.
One vegetable. There you go. Help him out.
Olive oil, cheese, tomato.
You're right, John.
Parmesan oregano.
You're right.
Brady's never going to guess this.
Pizza.
No.
Caprese salad. That's where they really threw you, the word salads at the end of it. You're
going to know. That was kind of how I was going with the vegetable part. But.
Yeah. That threw him up. That's good stuff.
You could have gone buffalo mozz.
Yeah, you're throwing the buffalo mozz at him. He might have gone.
Okay.
I like this. I don't know why this is fun for me. Oh, here's a good one.
Vinegar balsamic. Yeah, you are all over.
Okay, go.
Who the hell was that?
The guy.
Jesus.
Well, don't help him. He'll figure it out.
I don't know who that is.
John Turturro? You're losing your membership.
The Jesus.
The Jesus from The Big Lebowski. He's been in everything. And Mr. Deeds. You want to go down that road?
Movie. Keep going. Done with that. Big Lebowski. That's some kind of Pollock movie. Lebowski. I don't watch that stuff.
It's got an eye on the end.
It's got a ski on the end.
Okay, I got to try one more for... I have any more in here.
You don't know what Chiappino is?
That I don't.
Oh, man.
I've heard of it. I can't describe it, though.
It's right. Seafood stew.
Right. I'm not big on the seafood stuff. Go.
Come on.
You don't know what this is?
No,
either?
I do. I'm trying to think how to describe it.
You got 10 seconds.
Ice hockey, machine,
right, that's
Zamboni.
It.
Oh, finally.
The guy, usually it is like a crippled veteran with him. People cry.
Riding on him.
You got some guy with no legs, lost a bet or something. Ice cleaning machine.
We need to do this game.
I enjoy it.
No.
Italian password.
Brutal.
He gets worse. The breadsticks were the best.
Come on. Terrible.
Food.
Christ.
Yeah, like every clue he couldn't get, Christ was one of them.
Jesus Cristo.
Come on.
Come on. I enjoyed that. Italian password is a thing. Good job, Brett.
Thank you.
We got a winner. We got a guy. Alex got it. All good.
We got a guy.
We got a guy for this.
We always got a guy.
It's 914. It's 98 KUPD. Happy Italian birthday to
Tony Sirico.
Holy walnuts. Oh, man.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.
98 KUPD. That was, I think we'll change the game too to where Brett's not under all the pressure, and I'll do an Italian person. Brady can do his Italian person. And we'll give you the clues as an Italian you can guess. Now, if you're paying attention to Italian Password, the moment of tell for Rocky Marciano was, the clue was, best boxer of all time, not Stallone.
See? There you go.
Which tells me two things.
Which is brilliant.
Full denial about Rocky Marciano being the best of all time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Rocky Balboa is real to you. That means that Rocky Balboa is the second best boxer of all time,
right,
if you ask an Italian. Because it's the best boxer of all time, not Stallone.
Over Ray Boom Boom.
I know what you're thinking. It's not him. Oh, Boom Boom's three.
Yeah.
You got a few other guys in there.
Look at everybody that said that Rocky beat. Balboa kicked Clubber Lang's ass.
Yeah, he beat all the other colors. Yeah. We get it.
Apollo.
I know. He was a race king.
No. Tommy Gunn. He beat the twink.
It was a blood transfusion.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think so. I don't know. But in the Italian community, hey, when Rocky beat that twink in five,
the Ruski,
that means he proved we're the strongest, most superior race of all time, because he beat the blacks, he beat the, he beat a lot of blacks, and then he beat the twink.
And then there was that, there was he that, beat steroids.
He beat the commie, he beat that montage of tomato cans. Everybody was represented. Pollocks, the whole gang. Best boxer of all time, not Stallone. I know what you're going to say. Yeah, we'll have John Gimba Ding Dong versus Brett in one of these.
Oh, man. He can host it.
I don't know why I enjoy that so much. I just find Italian people to be endlessly entertaining because...
The guy got it with that clue,
energy,
though.
I know, but the clue of the Italian breadsticks from Olive Garden. Ah, come on. Terrible food. Somebody's supposed to get that. Somebody's supposed
it's true.
To.
True.
What was it? Olive Garden breadsticks.
Of course it is.
The ragu was another one. But anyway. It would be like if you took your grandmother's cycle, jarred it up, and poured it all over delicious noodles.
If I would have thought of that, I would have used that as a clue, because that's about it.
That's ragu. You got the ragu. It's 9:23. You're going out today. You can play this with Brett live. Where are you going?
Yeah, I'll be out at EOS Fitness and Surprise from 5 to 7, so it's basically Bell Road in a 303. They got all kinds of deals going on, $9.99 to join up, and no commitment either, so you're not stuck in some contract for a year and a half. So cruise on out there. EOS, better gym, better prices. Again, 303 and Bell, 5 to 7.
Nothing a man loves hearing more than the words no commitment.
That's right.
I like it. There you go. It's 9:24. There you go. Go see Brett tonight and play a little with him at the Italian Jeopardy. Password, whatever the hell it's called. We got an entertainment drill coming up next. It's 98.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.
98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.